I don't like the practice at all. It is similar to the Seder meals that are sometimes held too, trying to reenact how the Passover was celebrated. And what this tends to conjure up in the minds of the people is that this is a more spiritual activity, this foot washing or these Passover meals. If we could just reenact that, that's more spiritual. I've never felt closer to God than I have in experiencing those things. When in reality, we are in the closest communion with God when we are baptized into Christ, when we are absolved of our sins by our pastor at the altar, and where we receive the body and blood of Christ. So what it tends to do, Todd, is replace the sacraments where Christ promises to be found now by the ministry of his Spirit with a place where he no longer promises to be found. The next thing that it does is that it divorces the idea of at the heart of the sacraments is the forgiveness of sins. And these practices become about something else. So the foot washing by the Pope of a poor person, yes. Is it an act of humility? Yes. Is it an act of service? Yes. But what is essential to our Lord's service? It's that he died for our sins upon the cross. That when he did this, all was accomplished. And in our baptism and in the absolution, it is finished, is proclaimed to us with the words, I forgive you all your sin. That's the real thing, not these things that are the shadows.